morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Again, here you are listening to this podcast, doing the things that you say you need to do, doing the things that you committed to doing because you know it's going to benefit you. And doing this daily discipline, doing this ritual of downloading, scheduling, passively listening to this podcast is just one simple way to get clear on your thoughts, to sharpen the saw, to really think about what it is you really want, and then work backwards and see if you're thinking in a manner and taking the action, and the actions that you're taking and the actions that you're not taking, you're constantly evaluating. Hey, is this the highest and best use of my time? Is it going to really get me to that place that I really want to go? Or am I on autopilot? Am I thinking and doing the same things that I've been doing or pretty close to it and expecting that things are just going to magically change? Are you constantly questioning everything you do? And I don't mean in a very insecure manner. Oh my God, am I doing the right thing? But, you know, hey, it's this simple way of the way I do things. I don't know, drive to work in the morning. Things about, you know, how you schedule your day, how you save computer files. I don't know how you organize things. You know, do you stop and think that, is this the most effective and efficient way to do things? Or am I just running on autopilot and doing the same old things, thinking the same old way, and then somehow that's going to make everything different and I'm going to reach these goals that I've never come close to? You know, there's a certain discipline and practice in, you know, tearing everything apart, tinkering with everything, the way you do everything, right? Because it kind of creates this mindset that if you think about, I don't know, the simple little things, how you do this, how you do that. Let's use some examples. You know, I joke around with my wife is that when she has the garbage bag in the kitchen, she puts these little clips on the garbage bag. And, you know, so every time it's time for me to take out the garbage, I got to, you know, take these little clips off. They fall on the floor and everything like that. I don't even want to be taking the time to even empty the garbage in the first place, right? Well, then I have to replace the bag, and out of respect for her, then I put these little clips, these little office clips, you know, a little, the larger clasping type paper clips. And so out of respect for her, I put them back on there. And finally I said, you know, why am I doing this? Is this really keeping the garbage bag down? It's just this little nuisance for me that I don't really even see the benefit of it. You know, just questioning little things like that, right? Just the discipline, the practice. You know, hell, who knows? Maybe those paper clips are the most efficient way to keep the bag down. And hell, maybe they should put those paper clips right next to the garbage cans and the plastic liners because it's so efficient. I don't know. But the point is whether you continue using the paper clip, so to speak, on the garbage bags or not, I just think it's really healthy to think about everything that we do, especially if you know you have so much more inside of you. You know, you just that you have so much talent, so much determination, you have this work ethic, you have people who like you and support you, you're working hard on your personal development, and you just can't seem to get closer to those things in life that you really want. Well, I just think really questioning all those things, is this the most effective and efficient way to do the little things, will create a mindset. You're always questioning, right? Always trying new things. And that could create to the bigger things that really matter. How you organize your day. You know, how you choose people to work with. Right? It could lead to a whole different mindset. And you may need a whole different mindset to really actually achieve those things that you really want. All the, you know, being a good person, having a good heart, having a lot of motivation and passion. You know, those things are nice. Those things are good, and you know, maybe they'll eventually help you push through. But really, it's what you actually do and all the things you don't do. That really starts from your way of thinking. It very well may take a new way of thinking. And this podcast, every single day, checking in. All my life experiences that I share, things that I've observed, Just food for thought, right? You're spending this time, this half hour or so every single day, making it part of your daily discipline to just think about things, question things, whether you continue doing things exactly the same way or not. At least you're thinking about the process. And why? Because you're so determined to take things to that higher level. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I know that there are so many people out there who are offering their advice, their good advice, their passionate advice. You know, it's so overwhelming. There's so much advice out there. This internet, you know, has it made things easier for us? Or now we just sit back on our hands because we don't know which direction to go or whose advice to follow. It all looks so good. Or, you know, you have some, you know, coaches, gurus, experts that their method of promoting themselves is to say that everybody else's information is wrong. So depending on who you listen to, whatever your train of thought is, you can think, wow, there's so much great information out there. I don't know where to begin. I'm overwhelmed. Or if you buy into, you know, the other type of coaches who take the other route, oh, everybody's wrong. You don't know who to trust. Everybody has this information that they're passionately sharing, but there's a lot of ripoffs and con artists out there. There's people who don't know what they're talking about. What if I invest my time, energy, and effort and my money, think, God forbid, in someone who's this con artist or this ripoff, their information. So you don't do anything there either, right? So there's all this information out there. How are you using it? Or are you using it to help you get to the next level? And I certainly understand that. I mean, I've spent many, many years with bodybuilding and training. I've spent a lot of years breaking down the man formation leadership skills that I talk about. Spent a lot of time, you know, inside the gym mastering those things, and a lot of time outside of the gym. You've heard about all my travels, all the money and coaching and time that I spent investing in this peak performance personal development too, right? But there are a lot of things, you know, in my life that I want to master. And I'm in that same situation as you. Okay, all right, who am I going to follow? Who's going to get me there from point A to point B in the shortest period of time? If there's such a thing. You know, there's some things that, man, you just got to get in there and you just want it so bad. You just jump in there and somebody pushes you in the right direction and it's 99% you, but they kind of gave you some certainty and some confidence to actually start doing it. And sometimes that's one of the most valuable things as a coach. But there's so many people out there, you're taking the time to click this podcast, download it, listen to me, have my voice in your head every single day. I appreciate that. I'm flattered that I can be that person in your life, and I take that role very seriously, and I have for a long time. So I will not let you down. You're making a great investment of your time, energy, and effort listening to this podcast. Big shout out to my Results University students. Results University is my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course that, you know, I am so committed to helping you become the very best both inside and outside of the gym. In addition to my Results University that has 26 hours of video, it has 23 hours of audio and workbooks, and I've created a guide to guide you through the whole process, a checklist, audio to take you through the course. I mean, stand alone, what an awesome investment if you're trying to take your bodybuilding and training efforts to the next level, right? But because I want you to become the total package, you know, I added my 11-hour man formation course to the whole thing for Results University, right? So check that out, skiplacour.com. Click on the top link that says Results University. Check out that whole program. You too can become one of my exclusive, select VIP students that get, God, do you think you get a lot of attention, a lot of knowledge from these free podcasts, right? Hey, when you're ready to take the next step and learn how to get from point A to point B in the shortest period of time, and, you know, get some extra help, you'll know that Results University is the investment that you need to make to get there, right? And I bolstered that up so much as I connect every single week now with the current events, the things that go on. I know there's all these different thoughts and strategies and all these popular, controversial topics that all come up in the fitness area, plus my observations of what's happening in this world as men trying to make it in this world. So every single week, I do a 30-minute weekly coaching session, like a weekly podcast, where for 20 minutes, bring you up to date, make sure you're following through with the results university, that you're not just investing in it. So I talk about it. I'm guiding you through that whole process for, you know, 20 minutes. And in 10 minutes, we talk about man formation leadership. That's all in your investment of Results University, right? So check that out. Again, Results University. But a big shout out to my students, man. You guys have made the commitment. I know you're seeing the benefits. I appreciate all the feedback. And, hey, thanks for putting your faith and trust in me. Hey, let's go through our daily disciplines. The reason why you listen to this podcast, right? To get yourself thinking in that right direction. So let's go through them really quickly. What was the thing that you did yesterday? With all the things, your high standards, everything that you've done, maybe sometimes you've just accomplished these magnificently brilliant things in the past, but every single day, whether it is one of those gigantic things, or it's a little thing or something in between, we always push ourselves past what we normally want to do, and it's really important to notice that. So what was that for you? What was that thing that you did that really impressed you? Again, self-confidence. It's not from other sources, other people noticing how awesome we are. That's nice sometimes, I guess, you know, but it's self-confidence is you appreciating how awesome you are, all the little things, the specific things that you do that are awesome, that impress you. That's, you know, you see people walking around, right? They have this body language that, and I don't know what that guy does, right? To me, he looks like just an average dude. But man, by the way he walks, the way he talks, there's something going on about him. Do you ever notice people like that? Do you want to be a person like that, right? Where you just have this energy, this charisma, this self-confidence just oozing out of every pore of your body. Well, I can guarantee you, whether or not you think it's important, whether you think that guy is brilliant, whether you think he's accomplished, he does. He does. He focuses on whatever he made important to him, and he's impressed himself, right? He does the things that are important to him. He comes through. That's what you see it. It's in his mind, and it comes through in his body language, right? That energy that he puts off. You don't need to know what it is. You don't even have to approve of it. Your standards might be 10 times higher. It may be 10 times lower. I mean, who knows? But that's what you're seeing in that guy. If you want more of that, then the same thoughts that need to go in your mind based on your own standards. You got to do things that impress you. You got to push yourself a little bit harder. But most importantly, you got to take notice of it every single day. So what was that for you? And then while you're going through this journey, this challenge, right, this jigsaw puzzle, this combination lock, this Rubik's Cube, whatever you want to call it in this most positive light, right? What was that thing that you noticed, hey, life is cool, that cool moment? What was that for you yesterday? It doesn't have to be some accomplishment, but it's always good to take notice that life is good when it's good. You don't want to be on your deathbed or, yeah, I don't know, go through working hard, pressing yourself with all these things, trying to figure it out, right? And then maybe something negative happens. Maybe your business isn't going as well, your relationship is having rocky times, or, you know, you get injured maybe with your bodybuilding and training efforts, and you can't go as hard, right? Something that isn't quite so favorable happens in your life. We all have it. We all have our ups and downs, right? It's inevitable. And many times that's just by comparison, right? So when you do have those down times or those challenges, is that the time when you go, yeah, wow, I never realized how important my health is. I never realized the good times that I have in my relationship or when business was going well, you know, before the challenges or whatever. Does it take the bad times to help you realize all the cool times that you've been having? See, we want to create a discipline that we can recognize the cool times when they're happening. So we build more momentum, that we enjoy life at a higher quality of life. Not to, you know, take the pressure on ourselves to keep on pushing ourselves, but just to enjoy the process a lot more. So what was that cool moment for you? And then what's that thing in life that you really want? That you really want? That you really, really want? Not that thing that you would settle for, you'd be so lucky to get. No, I want you to think about when you get on a roll, when you got all these things that we talk about, you got them down and you're executing for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, for 3 years. What would that person, that person you are working toward becoming, what could they really achieve? That's the thing that you should really, really want. So what is that for you? Picture it in your mind for a moment. Use this practice and exercise to get more and more clear on that vision in your mind. When you get that clear vision in your mind, it builds up that hunger inside. And, you know, that drive is the genesis to all accomplishment, right? And that drive, you got to see it, right? And then you work backwards and you figure out, you know, who to listen to, which podcast to listen to, what strategies you take. You know, you'll figure all that out when you got a picture in your mind and you've built up that drive that this is something that you really, really want. You know, through this Morning Connection podcast, I've had a lot of people, you know, kind of get to know me, my thoughts about this whole journey of life. And I'm right in the process with you, but I've spent a lot of time trying to figure out to tinker with my brain, right? To tinker with my actions. And, you know, regardless if you said, well, what's this muscle guy know? I mean, hopefully by, you know, this podcast here in the 80s, you know that I know a little bit more than just building muscle and losing body fat, some muscle head. Actually, all the things that I talk about in this podcast, when I put my time, energy, and effort, my focus into becoming a bodybuilder, now you can kind of see, well, that's what the reason why he became a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. And, you know, then when I add other things in my life, and there's things that, you know, I don't put the focus in, I'm a work in progress just like you. But if you're a younger guy, or maybe there aren't people like me in your circles, right? And that's why you love these podcasts, right? To get this constant dose of not just, you know, inspiration to feel good, but to keep you focused on what it is you want. That's what's been happening through these podcasts. And a lot of people are coming to me for my one-on-one coaching sessions. And, you know, like I said, I'm always looking for the highest and best use of my time. And, you know, I kind of came to the conclusion that, you know, one-on-one coaching probably isn't the best use of my time based on my goals. And even though I love it and it provides a really good service, I love the connection. Just that with, you know, Mass Machine Nutrition being my primary focus, you know, I just have to weigh things out. Again, I can't do the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, no matter how tasty they are, because I'm working for that turkey dinner, right? And I want you to do the same with your life. Even if something is it working at the level that you want? But a lot of you have gotten to know me and you want this type of more individual, because this individual connection and talking to you. And so I definitely understand the desire to get that one-on-one coaching. So I'm going to make myself more available to one-on-one coaching, all right? And I really want to limit it to the people who have listened to this Morning Connection podcast so they know exactly what we're working towards. So if you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast, you heard about my one-on-one coaching, and then you want to take advantage of it, maybe it's you just need to be pushed over the other edge. I'm making it available to you. Now, one thing too is that, you know, people talked about the days that I have, Fridays and Sundays to do it. I'm going to open that up a little, all right? So you're going to need to do one thing, take action now, because I can't take, obviously, I can't take a lot of people. I've just had a class, so to speak, graduate, so I have some open spots. So you're going to have to take action now. You can't be sitting around now. I always say this is as Mass Machine Nutrition grows, I will have less and less time. So this is the time to take advantage of. Once you commit, I do it in 3 month, 6 month, and 12 month periods of time. So if you were to lock in for 12 months, I don't care how busy Mass Machine Nutrition is, right? You're locked in. I won't let you down. I won't discontinue the services, right? I'll just do whatever it takes. And I think that you can see by the type of person I am doing this podcast every single morning, that's who I am. So if you want to lock in for 12 months, regardless of how busy my schedule is. So I only have so many people that allow to get into this type of exclusive coaching, right? So 3-month, 6-month, and 12-month periods of time. You know, I know some people, man, this is, how do I do all this? Is this really going to help me? And so what I've done is that, you know, the longer the time period you commit to, your price goes down every single month, right? And so what I've done is if you sign up for 3 months, right, I made that the same price as the 6 months. So you can just get a little taste, you can try it out and not be penalized. And if you want to expand to the 6 month, you got it for that 6 month price anyway. So I did that because I know this is out of the box type of thinking. This is the type of thinking people who really want to go after things, that they want to get themselves in the environment to really grow, right? So may not be something that you're used to. Now, as you can see, this type of coach isn't like, you know, I can definitely talk about diet and nutrition and training. I mean, those things are very easy for me to put into this program, but this is really about, you know, the mindset, the goals, the accountability. You can't forget about your dreams and your goals, whether it's in the gym or outside of the gym or a combination of both. Your man formation leadership skills, which by the way, is really has taken over, is the largest group of people of men I coach is about man formation leadership strategies. All right. I can work all those in, but this is more than just, you know, you see on Facebook about coaching and preparing people for contests or whatever, 12-week transformations with their body. This is a lot more involved in this than that, all right? So we talk for 30 minutes every single week on the same day. Now, again, if this is the time to push yourself over the edge and commit to it, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And tell me which day of the week and the time and what time zone. And this is for international people too. There's a service that I have that we can do this internationally with no cost, right? So send me that email at skip@skiplacour.com. It's accountability. It's talking to me. Here's the key distinction, because I just had a Morning Connection podcast listener, Craig in New York City, who's doing extremely well. You know, most of the people who I coach are doing well. They're just looking for that edge. They hear what I have to say, and they want to create an environment of people like me in their life that they talk to every single week. Because, you know, if you're a mover and shaker, you probably already know that there aren't a lot of people like you to hang out with, right? And you know it's that empowered environment, putting yourself around people who are going to where you want to go or higher. That's what's going to, you know, get you there. I think you know that, but it's just hard to find people like that. Well, this is a way to take charge and make it happen, right? And so I talked to Craig, and we talked about the program a little. He starts this Sunday. And, you know, one thing that I told him is that he's not going to be allowed to forget about what he promises himself. He can't go, hey, I'm going to get this major thing done, I'm going to make this connection, I'm going to do this thing, whatever it is, you know, okay, and that's what he steps up, he stands up and commits to. You know, he can't go 2 weeks without me saying, hey, I thought you said this is what you're going to do, right? It's that accountability, that checking in every single month. It's not letting you forget about the promises that you make to yourself, all the goals that you set. Hell, we all can use coaching. You know, and we all could use coaching in all different facets of our lives. If you think about it, if you want to take your relationships to the next level, just say your intimate relationship to the next level, you know, it takes focus. It takes some insight, right? You got to break it down. We get everything we accomplish in life, we take to that higher list because our focus and our energy, and we pick it apart and we find different strategies, right? What if you have to check in every single week, have assignments, and, you know, talk about it? How can you not get better in your relationships? Okay, let's just make something simple, like with bodybuilding and training. You want to take that to the next level, you want to start eating right, you can have a coach for that to keep you on track every single week. And if it's your business, right, or maybe it's your job, you want to get a promotion. Most people have jobs, so you want to get a promotion. Or maybe you want to start your side business, and every single week you talk about, well, what little steps did you make to make that happen? What did you say you're going to do? Are you doing it? You can't go 3 weeks without forgetting about it. You know, I can wrap all those things into one. If you want to work on your relationships, your business, your job, creating a new business, your physique, We can create a whole plan and we're accountable. Here's the other thing about the one-on-one coaching that makes it so effective. And this is the biggest aspect of it. All right. The biggest benefit is, in addition to be accountable to someone else other than yourself, most of us, we won't let other people down, right? We would rather let ourselves down than other people. And when you have, you're only accountable to yourself, I'm doing okay, or I'll just put this off another week. You have a way of rationalizing to yourself where it's okay. Where if you commit to me, and you're thinking, oh my God, two more days, I got to do this. I got to break out this hour. I got to get this done because I talked to Skip on Sunday or Friday or Tuesday or whenever. You know, and then you find a way, right? One of those things that impress you, you find a way to make it happen. It's all because of the pressure that you put on yourself, the self-imposed pressure that being accountable to me, and you don't want to seem like a slacker idiot who doesn't take his own time and money wisely and is wasting it. Right? There was a way for you to get it done, which you just proved to yourself, but you needed that extra level of accountability and self-imposed pressure. You know, that's what one of the biggest benefits are. The second benefit, though, and this is key, is that, you know, my job isn't to talk about me. You know, maybe sometimes I'll tell you my stories of pain and suffering, or I went through the same challenge so you can gain perspective that you quit beating yourself up and understand that's part of the process, right? But it's all about you. It's all about you. It's all figuring out your combination lock, your puzzle, your situation, your challenge, your game, right? And you can't get that from your friends or family. As you already know. Why is that? Because your family, they see you suffering because they see you going through all that angst. Oh, God, I want to go to the next level. You know, even if they love you and they want the best for you, they want to pat you on the back and say, it's okay, Johnny. And you're doing great. Look at the bright side. Quit tying your stomach in such knots. And you go, no, that's not what I need to hear. I want to tie myself in knots because that's what helps me get to the next level, or however you're wired. You know, they'll do whatever they don't understand you, and it's they just kind of feel bad that you're feeling bad, and they want to do everything to comfort you. The other thing is, and I hear this complaint a lot, is, you know, your family has different values. Hell, if they wanted to become as successful or as hardworking, have the body that you have the business that you have this extreme quality of life that you're working towards, they would have already had it by now. Or they'd be right there with you. They'd be leading you to the other side, right? That's what you complain about. You don't have people like that in your life. And so everybody has their own values, perspective, the way that life should be lived, and that's all fine. That's all fine. You should only work this much. This is what's important. This isn't what's important. And it may not match yours, and oftentimes it doesn't. So when you say, I will work, I don't know, 10 hours on a Sunday, or I'll sign up for one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, right? And I'll talk about this. It's going to be silly to them, right? That because that doesn't align with their values on how to go about life. And they're not paid or qualified to take your life to the next level. There's no incentive for them to take away their own feelings, their emotions, their beliefs, set them aside for the good of you. And even if they want it to, they may not be skilled, right? They're going to put their own, they're going to be emotionally tied to their own way of thinking, and they can't help it but interject it into it, put it onto you, like you should live that way. So a lot of times it's useless unless someone is highly motivated and highly trained to just think about you and your life and how you're wired. And they have your best interests in mind, which you don't get in the outside world. That doesn't come from coworkers. That doesn't come from family, no matter how much they care about you. Doesn't come from friends. You know, a lot of times, too, it doesn't come from mentors. You know, unless they are highly, highly motivated. You know, I see this all the time. You see me, this Morning Connection podcast. You see me on bodybuilding.com. You see me on skiplacour.com. You see me on Facebook. I give out so much information, absolutely free, right? And it doesn't happen a lot, but it happens, you know, enough to mention. I'll have some guy sending me an email, and I'm looking at my email right now. I get hundreds of emails every single day, and whether they're questions, whether it's business, whether it's I'm on people's email list so I can take my level of knowledge and my life to the next level. I get hundreds and hundreds of emails every single day, probably too many, right? And so, you know, I get an email from a guy who, oh, Skip, I really love your stuff. And it's, they want something from me, free supplements, you know, or they got this great plan that where they could take, you know, my business to the next level because they got a great body. Or, hey, can you put a routine together for me? Or you can put a diet together for me. And I understand they see that as well. Look at me. I'm really going after it by reaching out to this mentor for advice, right? I know that's the way they see it. You know, the way that I see it, there's a lot of groundwork that they can do if they're truly committed. They can soak up all the stuff. And I could tell by the quality of the questions that are asked. The more general they are, hey, tell me how to train, versus, hey, I've been doing this type of training for X amount of weeks. I found that it works to a certain extent. I'm thinking about trying this instead. Do you think this or that is better? See, that's a very specific question that is based on a lot of experience, a lot of hard work, a lot of passion, and it's a lot easier for me to help that person, right? Then in general, some of these questions is like, well, I have to know what you don't know before I can, because, well, I already know that. I have to know what you don't know. I have to know what you've done to actually help you, right? I just posted something on my Facebook page just yesterday, and I said, and I already knew what the answer to the question was, right? I've been doing this for 25 years, right? And I said, fill in the blank. If you knew more about this, you'd take your bodybuilding training body to the next level, right? I already knew what the answer was before I posted it, and as I expected, it was all about nutrition. Oh, diet, this and that. So, you know, I let that, you know, have dozens of responses to that. You know, there were some that weren't that way. So the follow-up question was, is it that you don't know at least one strategy that can help you build that muscle, lose that body fat when it comes to nutrition? You don't know one plan of attack. You don't know one approach that will work for you. You know zero. Is it that? Or is that, yeah, you know one, you know it'll work, but you're looking for one that's easier or one that is more efficient with your time and effort, meaning what can I get quicker results with less effort with another plan? I know one. I know a plan. I know how to do it. But before I get going, I want one that's the most, that's the quickest and is the least amount of work or more efficient with your time, however you want to position it in your head, right? And, you know, if you're honest with yourself, you know one way to do it at least. It's just you're not getting started because you don't want to waste a lot of time and energy and you hear so many other things or you let that distract you or whatever, right? Now, you know, and this is, if that's you, to get the best advice from your mentor, you might want to say, hey, I've done this and this has worked a while. I've done it for weeks. I've done it for months, and it's worked to a certain point. What adjustments can I make to that way that's worked in my mind an 8 out of 10? How can I take that up to a 9, 10? So this is what I've done. See, your mentor can really help you out and be really efficient with his time and your time rather than giving you a whole nutrition seminar. And then at the end of it, you go, I know all that stuff. Well, you wasted your time by listening to the seminar, and your mentor wasted his time by giving you an hour of stuff you already knew, right? So the point is, a mentor, someone who is crazy passionate about helping you, who obviously spends a lot of time helping you, even a mentor can't help you unless you have that one-on-one connection that he can talk to you about what you've done and this and that. So your family can't do it. Your friends can't do it. Even a mentor, a general mentor, can't do it. You're going, if you really want this, and this coaching is for people who are really determined to get from point A to point B in specific areas of their life. I'm making myself available on different days. Again, only so many I can take on. There's only so many I can take on. So send me that email right away at skip@skiplacour.com. For my morning connection audience, I'm going to throw in, you sign up for coaching, I'm going to throw in my Results University. That whole entire package, all that video, all that audio, all that information, I'm going to give you that for free, because I think that will help you get the foundation of the knowledge so we can really work on that mindset and those strategies. Now, I'm going to really limit this offer, okay? I'm going to really limit this offer. So it's not going to be available. And hey, those of you who are listening to this podcast, it's not available to anybody I've coached in the past, okay? And it's only going to be available for the next 5 days. So, you know, here we are on November 5th, right? So the next 5 days until the 10th. So if you're listening to this podcast late, or if you're listening to this on the 9th or whatever, hey, it's being limited. And, you know, that pretty much offsets the majority of your first month's costs, and it builds a different foundation. All right. So again, I'm using the highest and best use of my time. At the same time, how can I be the most effective? And I understand all the challenges going through this, all this information. And I know that there's a very select group for this one-on-one coaching. That's the way that I like it. You know, I would say in all the years that I've done it, there is a dropout rate, meaning that they get into it and that this isn't for them. They're really not that committed, or maybe they thought it was going to be a little bit easier, or maybe they just can't keep the schedule. I don't know what it is. There's a certain rate. It's not high. I would say it's definitely under 10%. I can pretty much tell that from the first conversation. It's just through my experience. You know, I'm not being dismissive, but this isn't for everybody. This is just for those elite, very highly motivated, very driven, who are looking for strategies. It's not just like a fun thing I get to connect with Skip LaCour on the phone, all right? So anyway, whether or not you sign up for coaching through this Morning Connection podcast offer, I think I offered a lot of information about this whole process, this whole puzzle that you're trying to figure out how to become the best out of you and your friends, and even getting help from mentors. I threw a lot of things in to this, is how you can get help from other people, or don't expect help from other people on your way on to getting to that life that you really want. All right, so hey, take advantage of this right away. Take action. I hope I pushed you over the edge so you do that. This, again, only so many time slots available. So send me that email at skiplacour, skip@skiplacour.com. That's skip@skiplacour.com. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding and training supplement line, my sports nutrition line. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.